Today on the Pageant Cast, we have questions from the chat room. That's right, and it's with our good friend and guest, Jesse Ledoux, Miss International 2013. So stay tuned right here for questions from the chat room. Sounds scary, doesn't it? Not for Jesse. That's today on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi everyone, I'm Kenamia Harkey, Miss Wisconsin Teen USA 2015.
And hi guys, I'm Haley Landre, Miss Wisconsin USA 2015.
You're watching Pageant Cast.
Welcome.
Okay, let's take a look in the chat room. Let's see if we got any questions here. Hold on. I have a special little opening to this section, so we have to do that first.
The Bachelor contestant, Nikki, was my judge.
Nikki Kapke. Nikki Kapke. Now I remember the name. Yes.
Nikki, forgive me. I love you. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I drew a blank on it. I knew Nikki a long time.
She was my first judge at the International Pageant. I feel like a fool. So I don't identify with Nikki as Bachelor contestant. I identify with her as the decadent diva,
right,
which is her, I think, her blog.
Yes.
My gosh, Nikki, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I blew it too. I'm so upset. Okay, we're going to go with questions from the chat room. Here's the little interstitial. There we go.
Okay.
And come on. Why is it not going? Let's go. There we go. Questions from the chat room. We are ready for your questions, everybody. We need you to put them into the chat room right now. We're not kidding around. We need them right now. Let's take a look into the chat room here. What does Jesse like best about coaching girls?
So the best thing about coaching is just the journey that they take. I mean, some young ladies I've known since the beginning of their pageant career, age 10 or so, and see them blossoming into 15, 16-year-olds now. It's amazing, and we've become friends with those families. One contestant in particular, I won't say her name because she's still competing. This young lady is actually a stroke survivor. And when we started working together, she's a wonderful person. I could tell that she had so much to offer. She just wasn't really able to articulate it in a really quick manner. That's the trick of pageant interviewing, right, Tim, is you have to get your point across without rambling on forever and still saying really, really poignant descriptions of what you hope to do or accomplish. But now she could go on any talk show. She could come on Pageant Cast, and she would blow everyone's socks off. She is an inspiration beyond inspirations, and she's in it for the right reasons. She loves pageantry for the personal growth it's given her. And for someone who's overcome a stroke, I mean, she is just the reason that I'm involved with pageantry is that personal growth, and she is a true testament to it.
You know, that's actually, people ask me sometimes, why am I involved in pageants? Because, you know, I'm a straight guy. Why am I looking into these? And I do enjoy the personal growth aspect. The first person that I was a judge for that won the pageant, the first time I met her, she was the type of girl, she was good, but she was kind of a little shy. By the time she became Miss Wisconsin in the MAO system, she could grab a CEO by the lapels and shake the money out of them if she was looking for something. So she was just fantastic. And it was that I noticed was so fantastic about pageantry. Okay, we got more questions here. What's the best?
I will interject though, Tim. I have the official Jackson 5 list.
Okay, good.
This is from my mother and her husband. Michael, Randy, Jermaine, Jackie, and Tito. So I knew that they would be mad that I forgot.
And sure enough.
There you have it from the source. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, next question. This comes from Pageant Misses. There's a lot of those. What's the best piece of advice you wish you had been given before competing?
Yeah. Ooh. So I got that piece of advice before I competed because I, being my pageant nerd with my notebook, I messaged as many former Mrs., Miss, international title holders and state title holders I could think of and said, hey, what do you wish you had known about competing nationally or internationally in this case that you wish you had known beforehand? So I asked that same question to everybody I could find. Krista Wanis, Miss International 2012, actually responded and said, I wish I didn't focus on the small stuff. The outfits that you wear during the week, or if your hairstyle doesn't go the way you had planned and you're according to your spreadsheet, which you know I have a spreadsheet. Right. Thank you, Cessnas, for keeping me prepared. So that was it. I mean, I don't even remember what I wore all week. And matter of fact, I think I borrowed most of my stuff. Because you know what? You're there to compete. You've done all the work. When you get there, you should just be able to relax and focus on what you're there to do and make memories and friends along the way. So not sweating the small stuff is the best advice I received.
And the next question that we have here is, what is next for you?
What's next for me? Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, currently,
for you. We're talking to you. So, yes, about you. What's the next thing for you?
No one asked me that question anymore. So, currently, I work for the American Heart Association professionally in Buffalo. And I will say, I would not have that career, would it not have been for pageants, because I was a firm believer in, with my title, I would make the right connections. I would prove myself to organizations that I wanted to work for after my time with pageantry was done. And sure enough, I volunteered consistently. I gained their trust. I proved myself to be reliable. And when that job opened up, that was mine for the taking. So I am the Heartwalk director here in Buffalo. And what's next for me is continuing my work with the Pageant Planet and being a pageant coach and seeing young women's dreams come true, whether that's with the crown or personal growth.
Fantastic. Well, as I could have predicted, our show went way long, but I'll try to edit these together and maybe we'll have three episodes here. But really glad to have you here on the show. I do want to tell everybody that's watching the program that we are going to have a regular schedule. It's starting to go out on the Facebook Pageant Cast page of select Thursdays that we're going to pick. I can't do this every Thursday because there's a lot of work that goes into these shows. And of course, having Jesse here, now the bar is sky high. So it's going to be tough to get other people that want to jump into this. But select Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And by the way, in the UK, you can catch it at about 2 a.m. in the morning, because we know we got a lot of people in the UK. Right? Right. So, Jesse, by the way, you're getting a lot of kudos in the...
thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
Thank you all. This has been a highly successful show. And, Jesse, it's all because of you. Thank you so much for everything you did. Let's see. And by the way, you were getting A-pluses on your wave. So let's see that wave one more time for everybody. Thank you.
It's been a long time. It's amazing to bring it out of practice.
Yeah, and it's like not even a day passed. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Tierra Dreams. Tierra Dreams, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Pageant Cast.